Good day, listeners. It's another episode of Sports Planet Podcast. My name is Kaode Ogundare, and with me, as usual, is Mumini Alao.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kaode. It's always my pleasure to be on the Sports Planet Podcast, and I say welcome to the listeners.
Yeah, let's go down into business. Last week, NFF President Amaju Pinnick announced his candidacy for the FIFA World Council seat, and he wants everybody, all Nigerians, to take this as a national project. Let me ask you first question that will lead to other questions.
Okay.
Good or bad move for Amaju Pinnick?
Excellent move for Amaju Pinnick. Let's give it to the young man, because I think he was 50 recently, so he's a young man. I would say he has done very well since he came in as president of the Nigeria Football Federation. He has actually elevated the NFF. Maybe not Nigerian football as a whole, all right? And this may be a discussion for another day when we talk about the NFF and Nigerian football. They are two different kettle of fish. But I think Amaju Pinnick has done well for the NFF. And so why not, if he uses that platform to rise higher in the hierarchy of world football, you know, at CAF level and at FIFA level. So why not? So for him personally, it's an excellent opportunity. But you now ask, what is the need for Nigeria? I think first and foremost, it's a thing of pride to have your national, you know, somebody from your country in the highest echelon of world football. It's going to be a thing of pride. That does not necessarily mean that you're going to win the World Cup the following day, all right? Because it's not just going to get there and say, okay, give this to Nigeria, give that to Nigeria. But of course, when it comes to sharing some opportunities, when it comes to citing some projects in Africa, he will be able to put in a word for his country, all right? And so those will be some of the benefits that we'll derive as a nation. I'm sure that if he gets on that FIFA Council seat, he will not be voting against Nigeria. All right? So, as I said, he might not be able to make us win the World Cup. I mean, that's the highest level. He might not help us to qualify for the World Cup. He might not help us to win the Nations Cup, and so on and so forth. Because for soccer fans, that is what we look at, okay? What have we won during his tenure, okay? He might not necessarily be able to influence that directly, but he will definitely be able to lobby for other things, you know, in terms of projects, in terms of opportunities for our referees, for our coaches, you know, seminars, conferences, hosting of events also. So this will be some of the benefits that Nigeria will be able to derive. But I must admit to you, Kayode, that the major benefit will be directly to Amaju Pinnick himself.
Okay, I was going to ask you, because I remember many years ago you wrote something on this subject.
Yeah.
I think that was when Amos Adamu was going to CAF. Yeah. You said the first beneficiary is the candidate himself.
Absolutely.
Not the country.
No.
So you still have that same belief.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. That is the way it is.
Okay.
That is the way it is. It's going to be on that individual CV that he is a member of the FIFA Council. And he can use it even after his tenure has expired. It will be permanently on his CV, and he can use it for, you know, to benefit in some other areas. So there's no doubt about it that the individual is the first and major beneficiary of such appointments.
His critics, Amaju Pinnick's critics, and there are a whole lot of them.
All right.
They say he hasn't done enough to justify angling for a seat in FIFA. And you are here trying to demarcate between him, his achievement for the NFF and Nigerian football.
Yes.
What do you see, any point of
conflict
there?
There is no point of conflict. If you go to FIFA Council, or if you go to CAF, let's even bring it back home, all right? If you go to CAF, you will find Burundi, Lesotho, some small countries dominating in some of these CAF committees. Even in the CAF main body, the executive committees, you will find people from Madagascar who is the CAF president and stuff like that. What have they won as countries? But they have these individuals in those bodies, all right? So that's why I was trying to differentiate from the NFF and Nigerian football. Okay? They might not be able to win things for their countries, but they'll be able to lobby for things to come to their countries in terms of projects. Maybe FIFA wants to cite a goal, maybe they want to cite 6 gold projects in Africa, for instance. Amajupinik may be able to lobby and get one to be cited in Nigeria. Okay? That does not mean that Super Eagles will win their next game against Egypt. Meanwhile, it is that game against Egypt that the fans will be considering in terms of country. They will say, okay, what have we won during his tenure? So he doesn't deserve to go to FIFA Council. He doesn't deserve to go to that. No, it doesn't work out that way. All right? So the benefits are not, they are not direct benefits. They are indirect benefits. But they are also very, very substantial. Okay? But I need to add quickly that even beyond Amajupinik, what I observe with most people who go from Nigeria and probably some other African countries as well, and even probably from other parts of the world as well, they place their own personal benefits, all right, far, far ahead of what will accrue to their nations. And that is unfortunate. Okay? That is unfortunate because, for God's sake, it is the country that has given them the platform to be able, for them to be able to aspire to these higher offices. So it's a moral question, actually, because you really cannot determine, because they will tell you, oh, my hands are tied. Even though I'm in the CAF referees committee, I can't go and influence how a match will go. Even though I'm in the CAF medical committee, that does not mean I can make sure, you know. So they will always have an alibi. But if they really have conscience and they have a moral rectitude, okay, they will see that they can do a lot more, you know, for their countries using those positions. But a lot of them, once they get there, they forget where they are coming from and they just enjoy the parks.
Well, okay. I have here a tweet from Amaju Pini on the same subject.
All right.
He said, since 2014, when I first got into the office of president of the Nigerian Football Federation, I've always maintained that Nigeria and Africa deserves to be more visible in the administration of world football.
Yeah.
And this, that is his ambition, is still part of the quest. And you said Nigeria should support him because we deserve a say in FIFA.
Is our son?
Is our son.
Yeah.
Like the Yorubas will say, Omo wa
Nyeju Shee. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, lovely.
Absolutely. Unless he has done something against Nigeria before, that we have evidence that he actually used his position, all right, to do something against our country, then on that basis he will not qualify for our support. Otherwise, the fact that he's a Nigerian, you know, automatically should grant him that honor. If we don't vote for a Nigerian, are we not going to vote for a Cameroonian or a Brazilian? Nationalism comes into play. And one other thing that you must, you know, give to Pinnick is that he's a very, very confident man. He's a very, very confident and ambitious young, and there's nothing wrong in being ambitious. And there's absolutely nothing wrong in also being confident. Because if you cannot speak up in a committee of nations, nobody will listen to you. In fact, back in school, my lecturer used to say that, look, if you don't beat your drum, if you don't blow your own trumpet, it will get stuck because nobody will blow it for you. All right? So if we have somebody like Pinnick who is confident, who has a lot of self-confidence, who is very articulate, all right, I think we should support him to the highest level.
All right. As usual, time is not our friend on this program. We have to run. In running, I say you can listen to earlier episodes and subsequent ones of this program when you click on www.nigersuperfans.com/podcast. As we say our goodbyes, let me say congratulations on Liverpool's victory over the weekend to you.
I hope that is coming from the bottom of your heart. But I accept it. Thank you.
All right. See you next time.